Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 north on the Dings Point Bridge, there's been an accident. Two lanes are blocked. If you're at the East Beltway going south at Monument Road, you'll see a wreck. And 295 south at St. John's Bluff Road, there's been a crash. Lots of rain today with thunderstorms. Our high will be 68 degrees. This evening, early showers, then clearing. Tonight's low will be 55.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been tuning in for the last almost 8 years to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, or you just tuned in yesterday for the first time, welcome back. And if you are new and today's the day that you are stumbling upon the show, then just know I've been waiting for you. And so that you know, this is a place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show or on YouTube later on, and the radio, I'm just excited about all of this, all the changes that we're making, that you will embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now today, my favorite, I love Karina Pierce LaMalfa. And so today we're thinking that we're gonna dedicate it to recipes. Who wants new recipes that are to live for? To live for recipes. And if you think that cooking healthy is complicated, or that will leave you like that it's tasteless or frustrated because it's just so complicated, think again. Because national board certified health and wellness coach Karina Pierce LaMalfa is here to teach us whole food, plant-based recipes that will make your body sing. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all these wonderful things that we absolutely love. You know, I shouldn't have said Merry Christmas because it's really everything. Happy everything. Valentine's Day, happy, you know, Easter. If you're listening to this at a different time, then just know it's a it is transferable to any time of our life. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I'm so grateful that my friend, Karina Pierce LaMalfa, is back to do just that. Welcome, Karina, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lillian. Always a pleasure to be with you.
What do you have for us today? Share a little bit about your background and why you chose what you chose today.
Well, after a career change from marketing and education, I jumped into my passionate hobby, which was lifestyle medicine. So I've been really, really blessed to work with some wonderful physicians, and I work daily with people who inspire me, and they remind me all the time about what the biggest challenges are. And people are really pretty good eating Monday through Friday, and then comes the weekend and it throws them because there are celebrations. And then even a higher level than that, when there a larger holiday or a larger celebration comes, they always ask, what in the world do I do? And it seems like their regular habits that they've worked so hard to build are just gone and they need some new ones. So that's what I hope we can do today. Lillian, maybe we can build that bridge between what is ordinary and then what is special and show people how they can bring the healthy food in all the time.
You know, but that's the biggest myth. The biggest myth, I think, that when people are thinking about eating healthy is, I'll miss all my family recipes.
Right.
I miss the mashed potatoes and the turkey and all these things that we grew up with thinking that they're the end all be all. But the reality is, you know, we are ill today, not because of our DNA, but because the family recipes that have been handed down from generation to generation. So can we take these family recipes and tweak them just a bit so that they are whole food plant-based?
We definitely can. It just takes a little bit of creativity and a pen and a pencil and paper, because each time you tweak it, you need to jot it down. You can't trust that you'll remember it a few months later. So write it down, make your own little notebook, and then just share. And you'll see that your taste buds begin to change with the cleaner flavors and the less processed food. And you'll be craving these foods soon.
Yes. So awesome. So if you have a family recipe, and I have not even told Karina I'm going to do this. If you have a family recipe and there's an ingredient that you know that is not healthy for your body, text me, or you can go on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show and you can place a comment. So if there's a recipe that you know, okay, it maybe has butter or maybe it has milk or maybe it has, so let us know and we will tell you what you can tweak it with. Isn't that exciting, Karina?
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait.
I figured you'd be okay with it. I didn't even ask you for permission. I just know that you are like MacGyver. We're going to
MacGyver
the family recipes, and we're going to create recipes that will heal every cell in your body and our body, so that the things we do today will impact how we live 20 years from now. So we're not just talking about today. We're talking about tomorrow and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, 20 years down the road, 50 years down the road. How do you want to live? And we're going to continue our conversation when we continue live with Karina Pierce-LaMalfa on Facebook Live and on the radio. We're going to continue. WhenYouNeedAFriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today, we're learning with Wellness National Board certified health and wellness coach, Karina Pierce-LaMalfa. I'm so excited every time she comes on because the recipes are mouth-watering. And, you know, I was telling Karina this before we started the show, that there was a, I tried to say this saying yesterday, but it kind of like I got it butchered. But the saying goes, the quickest way to a man's heart is through their stomach. And so I am hoping that the quickest way to my listening, my viewing friend's heart is through a whole food plant-based recipe, because you will be able to feel how much better. I did not know I could feel better until I started eating healthy. I felt good. I didn't know I could feel better. Yeah. So what is better for you? So Karina, I am excited because we're going to go right into these recipes.
Right.
What do you have for us today?
I have so much. So, you know, usually, right, we like to talk for a second about what we're stepping away from and what we're adding in. So let's talk about what we're adding in. So I tried to pick recipes that had vegetables, greens, whole grains, root vegetables, mushrooms, and seeds. So that's what we've got today. There's someone
on my bombs going on, girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just had Dr. Furman on the show.
Great. So let's talk about something while you're doing your holiday prep. You need to keep yourself charged up. So my new favorite thing, this is just quinoa steamed with herbs. So fresh herbs, scallions.
How do you steam quinoa?
Well, I just rinse it and then I put it in a pot and then it steams, you know, like a quick rice with a lid on in like 15 minutes.
But do you put it in a steamer?
Nope. Just in a pot with a tight fitting lid.
Oh, so you boil it.
I basically boil it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You boil
so
it.
So I boil it. So now this is your base. This is your high energy base. And all week you can make yourself bowls with avocado and edamame and steamed vegetables on top of that. That's going to power you through while you're getting everything else done. This is my absolute new favorite salad. So this is a kale.
Hold it up.
So let me see if I can not dump it on my lap. So this can be anything. This can be baby spinach, but this happens to be kale. The grain could be farro or feca or a wheat berry. Go with organic if you're using wheat. I know Lillian and I are kind of minimizing wheat. This in honor of Lillian is actually made with oat groats. So again, I just rinsed them, boiled them, drained them. And then what this has in it is apples, pomegranate seeds, sunflower seeds. And I'll put this recipe today on my Facebook page.
Yes. And that Facebook page is Karina Health. So that's facebookpage.com. But I also would like for you to post it on my page too.
Oh, I will.
We can do a duel just in case people miss it. So at least I can share it onto my page. How about that? Share it
that
onto
sounds
my
great.
Page. That way people know that you can go there as well. Okay,
great.
So what else is in there?
I made a quick dressing using some figs and some apple cider vinegar and some lemon juice.
Okay, give me the recipes, because I believe, and this is something that I was discussing with someone yesterday. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was on the air or maybe it was off the air. Oh, no, I was talking to my parents, mm-hmm. the general manager, the administrator for their assisted living facility. I was talking to them about the little tweaks we can make to make their food a little healthier for my parents, you know, yeah, and the people yeah. there. And I said, it's amazing that people think that the whole food plant-based is all salads. And the reality is you can create everything that you normally make, but the sauces is mm-hmm. what makes things a little different every time. So what is the sauce for that fig dressing?
In a Vitamix or regular blender, a couple of figs, a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar and juice of one lemon.
Okay.
And that is it, because we're kind of going for just a little bit of sweetness on top of the salad.
No garlic?
I didn't this time.
Ooh. So, but yeah. you could add garlic if you like that.
That would be nice. That would give you some nice low notes, and it makes up, you can make just a ton of it. But let's go into are you ready for the next?
Do you soak the figs?
I soaked the figs. I did.
Okay, so it makes them softer so that when you emulsify it, it will go.
Yes.
I am ready for your next one. So the first one was a quinoa. It's a kale salad.
It's a kale salad with oat groats or wheat berries. And then the pièce de résistance is the pomegranate seeds and the apple.
Love it. Got some pomegranates in my refrigerator today.
Yep. Lucky you. That's great. Okay, so this was one tried and true. For the last holiday, I was working with my kids, and they're really mostly plant-based, you know, and on and off, and some 100%. We decided to make a shepherd's pie. So a lot of this is the base to the shepherd's pie. It's got mushrooms, green beans, carrots, parsnips, garlic, and onion, and a whole heaping boatload of healthy spices in there too, like sage and rosemary, and a little bit of oregano. We came up with this because we were saying, you know, a lot of the shepherd's pie are made with lentils, or the whole food plant-based ones might be made with some kind of a vegetable protein, and that's not necessarily whole, and it makes it very dense. So we wanted a lighter one. So this is all vegetables and a little white wine, I have to say.
And so did you saute it in white wine?
Yes. I sauteed it in veggie broth, water, and white, and then finished it with a little white wine. And
nice.
It's funny that you mentioned mashed potatoes, because there is really no holiday in our house that does not have mashed potatoes. So these are just last night I peeled 5 pounds of organic yellow potatoes.
Nice.
I think if you can, it's really important to try to get organic potatoes if you can, because a potato is a sponge, right? So it's going to just draw in everything that's in the soil and the water. And then this, this is just unsweetened soy milk. And that is the only thing in there. If you're still using salt, a little salt would be nice in here too. Mm-hmm. So what I would do with this is before I baked the shepherd's pie, I would just layer the mashed potatoes over it and pop it in the oven for 20 minutes.
Nice. And so let's go back to that. If you wanted to add lentils to that to make it a little bit more, have more protein.
Yes.
And more, well, I guess the fiber is in the vegetables. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to mix it with the potato, or would you mix it with the
base? I would steam those lentils, and then I would saute. I would add them in so that they get the flavor of all the spices, and they
love
would
it.
In the base flavor. In the base flavor.
You're giving me recipes, ideas for my daughter-in-law. And I were talking about how we're the vegans, you know, we're going to be making our own meal for this part. And so we got together, we're going to razzle dazzle. I was like, I want people to want our food.
Yep. That's what I aim for. That's what I aim for every holiday when I roll in with my stuff. I aim for as many people trying it or moving toward it as possible. So great
Perfect.
Idea.
What else do you got?
I have, let's see. Okay. So this was something I made a couple of days ago. So, I was trying to incorporate a lot of spices. You know, spices are so beneficial. So many phytonutrients in rosemary and sage and oregano and thyme. So this is a parsnip and sweet potato. Actually, it was yellow yams, a giant 2-pound yellow yam. So a soup can be made ahead and you can enjoy it for 5 days. So, you know, so this was, just, and it's just seasoned on top with some chives.
So you just stuck it in the blender, the high-speed blender?
Yes. After I boiled it all together, super easy, all in one pot, garlic. I'll have this on my Facebook page as well. Yes. So I started with a water saute of garlic and onion, carrot and celery, I believe. And then in went all of the root vegetables, and some carrots are in there too. So you've got a lot of beta carotene in here, which is good for your skin, good for your eyes. It's pretty much good for everything.
So what seasonings did you put into this? You said
I did black pepper, white pepper, sage, rosemary, oregano, and thyme. It's like a song.
Ooh, yes, so, yes, yes. And okay, so this is something that you would do like the antipasto, the before you eat your meal, and you would have a nice soup. You know, the other day Robert and I were like, sometimes I work until like the end of the, you know, like right before I've got to do things. And so it was cold. It was a cold day. And I grabbed some potatoes. I threw it into my high-speed blender and made a tomato soup. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here we are. We're thinking that it's so convenient to buy tomato soup in the store. You just open the can and you dump it and you add some water or milk. But the reality is, you're getting a lot of sodium, you're getting a lot of preservatives, you're getting a lot of whatever they put, and the leaching of the can, the aluminum into the tomato. And so I just threw the tomato in the blender, added some vegetable broth. Actually, I added some coconut milk, some coconut cream milk unsweetened, and I added some added garlic and some oregano and some different herbs. And I can't remember what else I added in. But it was, cashews. I added some cashews and I added some black lentils into it. And, you know, I made it was so good. And I made it like in 5 minutes. It was like so quick and it would have been so much, and it's healthy. And I knew exactly what was in it. I mean, do you ever do things like that? We just throw things and they make a soup.
Yeah. And sometimes they go right like yours and sometimes they go wrong and you just try to fix them a little bit but you bring up such a good point because, you know, why are we doing this? We're trying to squeeze out the processed foods. Yes. So anything with a lot of salt, anything with a lot of stabilizers or preservatives or gums or powders, starches, they are, you know, they're built for long shelf life. They're not built for long life for us. So anytime that we can go back to the whole foods, we're giving our body what it expects and it just digests it so much more easily. And it shows, I mean, look at you, you know, you're like, you're bright, you're energetic, and what we eat shows in our face and in our body. And
right back at you. You must be looking in a mirror, Karina Pierce LaMalfa. So here's the thing. So I don't know if I shared this with you or since I've seen you since then, but I had Dr. Michael Clapper on the show.
Oh,
and he gave us some, he did the good, the bad, and the ugly of salt, oil, and sugar. And he said that here's a little clue. When your calories, if you're looking at processed foods and your calories are, let's say 50 milligrams, I'm sorry, 50 calories, your salt or your sodium should be below the calories. Mm-hmm. So that's a good, you know, that's a good measurement of whether or not that's a healthier choice if you're going to do processed foods. So I went in and once I learned that, I went into my pantry because I used to have a lot of like prepped, you know, spaghetti sauce and all that in glass jars because I know that we should not have the metal jars with the tomato sauce. And so I started one by one, tossed them. I took them back to the place. There was like maybe 100 times more sodium than I needed to have. And so by doing that, I made myself buy some more tomatoes. And whenever I need it, I do that. And I do have some hacks that I want to share with you off the air at Lillian's Radio Show. If you have a recipe that you want to make healthier, text it. Say whatever it is, what the ingredient is, and we'll tell you what the substitute is. 407-373-5959. If you're at Lillian's Radio Show, at Lillian's Radio Show, on Facebook, write a comment, and we will share with you what the best solution is to make it a healthier option so that you can make recipes that will heal and be for to live for. When we return with Karina Pierce-LaMalfa at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Affects more than 10,000 travelers. AAA expects more than 102 million Americans take a holiday road trip this year, with a lot of them already getting behind the wheel. The Senate has approved and sent to the House a stopgap funding bill that would avert a government shutdown that could have taken place tomorrow. This stopgap measure will keep the government up and running through February 8th. The House expected to vote on the bill later today. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures up about 20 points. S&P futures better by 4. And NASDAQ futures currently up 15.5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
We've all heard the old adage, timing is everything. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Here's a story that illustrates the point. A client of mine bought $750,000 worth of numismatic coins from another dealer when the price of gold was under $500 an ounce. I reviewed her collectible coins and suggested that she trade them in for Gold Eagle bullion coins, coins that move up with the price of gold. She decided to hold her coins. When gold hit $1,900, she called me back. Unfortunately, she had collectible coins. I couldn't lock in a price as I could have with bullion coins, so we had a problem finding buyers. Although her timing was great, she wasn't able to cash out. Her coins are now only worth about $350,000, half of what she originally paid. Had she traded them for Gold Eagles, they'd be worth well over $1 million today. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
Lots of accidents this morning. 295 north on the Dance Point Bridge. There's a crash. The left lane there is blocked. On 295 south at Monument, there's another wreck. And at 295 south at St. John's Bluff Road, another crash. Lots of rain today with thunderstorms. Our high will be 68 degrees. This evening, early showers, then clearing. Tonight's low will be 55.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer is a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Waiting.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other, go through life with childlike wonder. You know, the person that's in front of you knows something you don't know. So discover it with curiosity instead of criticism. There's a difference of energy, and it builds your immune system when you're curious and when you're enjoying life and when you're just wanting to learn this new truth. You know, when Karina and I started the year, she was my first guest of the year, and we called the show A New Year, A New Truth, A New You. And we continued with that throughout the year, and we want to continue with that. Doesn't matter what day it is of the year, whether it's the beginning, the middle, the end, it's making that commitment to health. What does that look like for you? Well, for me, it's conversations that we have here on the show that encourage me, that motivate me, that I can be healthy at whatever age I am. I don't have to buy into, I have to take a pill for the rest of my life. And if you have to, that's okay. But do everything you can to decrease it, or do everything you can to reverse it with nutrition, with spirit, mind, and body work that will help you. And this is where we have these conversations. We don't do politics. We don't do sports. Other people do that so much better than I. But what I do is that spirit, mind, body approach to wellness. It's not just the food you eat. It's what's eating you as well. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com and become a subscriber. When you do that, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. And not only that, the audio gets sent to you. But while you're there, check out all the different icons. I'm on social media, on YouTube. Click on it and follow me and like me and subscribe to my YouTube channel. When you subscribe to YouTube, the video gets sent to you, so you get the on and off the air conversations. Right now, we are live on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And so this is where you can comment and you listen to the off the air conversations. And we have, you know, I used to always say that at the beginning of the show, or before I started doing this, man, I wish people could hear these conversations. Now you can. So become a subscriber and learn this new truth. Grow with me. I don't know all the answers, but I'm telling you, the experts that we have on the show do. I can point you to these experts. Let's grow together. Let's learn this new truth together. You can follow me on podcasts as well. If you're not into Facebook or websites, go to podcast and you can listen to the show like you do on the air. And you can also interact with me at 407-373-5959. That's my cell phone. You can call or text. Today, I'm encouraging you to just tweak your recipes. I promise you they will taste even better because you know that it's going to heal every cell of your body. And today we have National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach, Karina LaMalfa. Karina Pierce LaMalfa. And we are learning about how to take whole food plant-based recipes into your table for the holiday, whatever holiday, every day of your life. And Karina is giving us some extra wonderful recipes. We went through just getting the quinoa and adding for salads and doing a shepherd's pie that's whole food plant-based. And now, again, the best way to a person's heart is through the stomach. And we're going to talk about sweeten it up with some desserts. What's at your table today, Miss Karina?
Well, Lily, I love that you talked about desserts and comfort, right? So I made a chocolate pudding, put it in my grandmother's cups. So nice. Those little Pyrex, right? So we all remember chocolate pudding and how wonderful it made us feel. And because this is dairy-free, oil-free, and doesn't have processed sugars, our gut microbiome is going to send messages up to our brain to release extra dopamine and serotonin, and it really will make us happy. So what did I sweeten this with? Well, we usually have three choices. These are dried organic apricots. This is what I used because apricots are great mixed with cocoa and
really. I love Mojuls. I love Mojuls. So
I know. So I have those. I have those too. So you could just. So it depends on what flavor that you know you might want. I had a lot of apricots, so I soaked those and then pureed them into a paste. You could do the same thing with dates. Dates will give you more of a caramel flavor.
Yes.
So my mousse today has more of a fruity kind of flavor, which I like. Mm. And then for a deeper flavor, you could also go with figs, right? Which we did in our dressing for our salad.
Yes.
So you're going to soak your dates in warm water, add those to your blender. And then I use silken tofu. Organic silken tofu. If you're using soybeans, please make them organic. And then I have right behind me the raw cacao powder and then just some vanilla. So it's really like a 4 or 5 ingredient pudding. When you make it in a larger bowl, it looks a little more like a mousse. Usually I will bring this to my family recipe, to my family get together, and I will definitely bring this to our next get together because everybody likes a little chocolate mousse. So
now, do you do the cacao or do you blend it with some carob? Because I've been blending with a little bit of both.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, if people are reacting to the little bit of the caffeine in the cocoa, I would absolutely mix it with the carob. But there are benefits to the raw cacao cocoa powder as well. So usually it's fine, but yeah, I like the way you're doing it. That's great.
No, I love just, and as a matter of fact, I did a recipe the other day and I just did the cacao and the bean, and blended, and it's organic and raw. And I just did it with Mojul dates and added some walnuts to it and made, I think that's all I put into it. So, and then I made this wonderful little, chocolate cake with walnuts in it. And then the most favorite is the whipping cream on top of it made out of cashews.
Oh, fabulous. What a great way to do it. Yes. And you know, I'll add a recipe every day on my Facebook page, and I'll add the cashew cream as well. So one other thing, you know, once you blend this up, there's nothing stopping you from freezing it. And then it becomes an ice cream.
Ooh.
You would take it out of the, so if you're dying for a chocolate based ice cream, this turns into that as well. There's so many recipes in the whole food plant-based community that begin as one thing and then turn into another. So.
That's right. There's so many times that I wanted to make a raw or a meal and I messed it up. And I ended up with a new one. And it's a win-win. You just can't mess it up. I don't think that you could ever mess it up because you can always add stuff to it. You can't always take away.
Right, right. And every now and then I'll make something and, pumpkin bars with oats and it becomes a dog biscuit. So, you know, it's all good. Someone will enjoy this somewhere at some time.
You know, I did a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving this year.
We have one of those too.
Yay! Okay. So let's talk about your pumpkin pie. Did you tell us what's in your pumpkin pie?
Yeah, I was challenged by a friend over a month ago to come up with a whole food plant-based pumpkin pie without added sugars and no oils and creams.
Easy.
Right? So I must have done it. It took like 10 times to give this a try, but it's so simple. So what I have is right behind me, you might be able to see a container of organic pumpkin puree.
Yes.
And then a full container of silken tofu from, I think I use the Nasoya brand, Nasoya. And then I make my own, chai spices that I put every morning into my green tea. Nice. So I used 2 heaping teaspoons of that and some vanilla. And then I pulverized, so I soaked dates, your favorite dates, a whole cup of them to try to bring the sweetener up to balance that much vegetable, right? So because we've got pumpkin in here. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't add anything else but vanilla at that point. So it's really
now you've got pumpkin puree.
Yes, organic, pumpkin puree
and Mojul dates.
Mojul dates, silken tofu, tofu? Vanilla and spices, and that's it. So I made mine crust free, so we can talk about, you know, how sometimes you just are in it for the custard.
Yeah.
So, and it made a lot. It filled this entire large pie pan, but you could also put a crust in it.
Do you bake it?
I did bake. I baked this for 45 minutes at 350.
And how did it turn out?
It turned out pretty great. So when you pull it out of the oven, you want the center to be a little bit soft. And then it sort of, as it cools, it kind of continues to pull together. So that's how I made it. And then there are a number of different crusts that you could use. You could find a crust at a local health food store if you wanted to, or you could build one out of oats and cinnamon and nuts. But I went nut free and just gave it a run like that. So
very good. Very yeah. good. So we've got some people, like, thank you for the people and Facebook Live. They're making some comments now. We have some questions for you off the air. Yes. And so for those of you who have a recipe that you would like to make better, healthier, and have every cell in your body just sing, then text me or call me at 407-373-5959 and we'll give you the replacement. Right now, we've got one about the replacement for eggs, Miss Karina. And we're going to continue our conversation on Facebook Live and worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Okay.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Friend, you can count.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Holidays.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today, we are learning from National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach, Karina Pierce-LaMalfa, who is, we've met by just, you know, when you say yes to the world, wonderful things happen. And I met her at Ethos Health. And ever since, it was like a complete connection. We were born one day apart. Well, actually, a year and a day apart. Mm-hmm. And we share almost the same birthday. Or maybe it's 2 days apart.
No, but I think it's one day.
One day. And so every time we talk, it's like, okay, one day, 2 days. So it's like, but we absolutely love being together. We have shared so much of same interests. And it just happened that she is doing what she's doing, and now she is now sharing it on my show in a greater way, so that everybody that can't go see her can take advantage of it. Now you can find her at Karina Health on Facebook, and of course on Instagram, she's in A Mighty Kitchen, A Mighty Kitchen. And so now we're gonna see her so much more on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, because she is ready to roar and help everybody have a whole food, plant-based lifestyle that can help heal every cell in your body. And as I always say on my show, registered service mark, to live for. Food to live for. And so, Miss Karina, where are we going next?
Well, I think we wanted to cover a cashew cream, right? One of our absolute favorites. I think I was making a cashew cream when you walked into the kitchen where I was working and we met. So that was
you were making the cheese, macaroni and cheese.
Right, macaroni and cheese, which is a cashew base, right?
You were dealing with cashews, but that was like my first, oh my gosh, tell me about that one.
Yeah, that was yummy. And we poured that over steamed broccoli, right?
Shared that before because people love to have macaroni and cheese. Everybody loves macaroni and cheese. So let's talk about macaroni, like a zoodle. Is that what it's called?
Like a zucchini noodle. That would be fantastic,
and
right?
What's in your cheesy sauce?
Well, you take a cup of cashews and you soak them in warm water, then rinse them well and put them in your high-speed blender. You do need a pretty decent blender for this to make it really smooth. I wonder if you could use a food processor. You might be able to. No, it doesn't work quite the same. So then fresh garlic, one clove. Let's see if I remember it all. A tablespoon of nutritional yeast if you can. Some people will add a carrot to give it a nice yellow flavor. I think we added half a teaspoon of turmeric. I think there was also half a teaspoon of onion powder and garlic powder, and then white pepper, about a quarter teaspoon, and we just blended that all up. And that is nice over whole grain rice noodles. Oh, the broccoli, cauliflower, steamed broccoli or cauliflower. That was really yummy. So you're going to take that same base if you want to make a sweet cream, right? That same one cup of soaked cashews. And now you're going to add soaked dates. So let's say half a cup of soaked dates. And I pack them pretty tightly in that, you know, make sure you take the pit out.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. Yeah. Don't do that.
That's not so good, right?
And
I've tried to save it. You have to throw that whole batch out. There is nothing you can do. It's like
Spit out the pits. Spit them out. Yeah.
My goodness.
Salvage the food.
Right. So then think cream. You know, what would you put in your whipped cream? You would put a teaspoon or two of vanilla. So you've got your sweetener. You've got your flavoring, which is your vanilla, and you've got your cashews. You're going to need to add some water to get it to the consistency you want. Mm-hmm. And you can really just blend that up. It will thicken over time, right? Because the thing about working with plants is that they have fiber and pectin. So as you turn back to that cashew cream an hour later, when you have it in your refrigerator, it's going to be thicker. You may need to just reconstitute it a little bit with some water. Mm-hmm. So that can go on top of your apple pie. Thank you for that reminder. I'll put that on my pie tonight, and on top of your chocolate mousse and on top of berries. Oh, if you put it over blueberries, add a little lemon zest. My goodness, my goodness. The sky's the limit.
So I take, I love the idea of cashews. I just actually soaked some cashews. I'm dehydrating them right now as we speak. And what I love to do, and it started off with sour cream. And I was making a sour cream because I make an incredible walnut taco meat salad. And so, yes, it's my creation because I add little things here and there. You just build on what other people have done ahead of you. Mm-hmm. And so I was making a sour cream. And the way you make the sour cream, you take the cashews. I put ice in it. I don't know why. The recipe called for ice. So I put ice in it. And you add a lemon to it, and you blend it, and until that has that consistency, I keep adding ice until it has that creamy consistency. Mm-hmm. One day I thought, you know, what would happen if I would take this and add some module dates? The best cream that you'll ever want. And that's it has it. A lemony cream, and I add it to my pies. And by the way, if you take a module date, you take it in half, take the seed out, pit out. You don't want the pit, believe me. Trust me, you don't want to eat it. And you just put a pecan, just soak it, or you could just do a raw pecan, put it on there, eat it. It tastes like pecan pie without the crust, without it's just raw. And it tastes so good. And you always want to eat. What is your opinion, and what have you learned in your studies, Karina, about eating fruits with nuts?
So combining foods. There are some foods that really combine well. And I do love that pecan. You know, what a great snack on the road. I have clients who hike and, you know, they honestly need to keep up their calories. So a handful of pecans or other nut or seed, and then a handful of dates. And
it sticks on there. You don't even have to glue it on. You just like stick it on there.
It does taste like pecan pie. It's crazy. So there are definitely some things to combine. We're finding that anytime you eat greens, if you can combine it with a whole fat, whether it's flaxseed in a dressing, or whether you're adding sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds or nuts to the top, absolutely. And if you can, anytime you're eating a yellow vegetable, if you can, anything with beta carotene, any of your cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, cauliflower, anything like a carrot-based or a sweet potato or a yam, combine those with a healthy fat, and you'll really get so much more phytonutrient absorption.
Okay, healthy fat, avocado?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, let's talk about healthy fat.
Okay, so healthy fats, avocado, olives that you've rinsed the salt off of, and then nuts, pecans, walnuts, cashews, pine nuts. What else am I forgetting? Some people like hazelnuts. I'm not as big of a fan.
What about silken tofu?
Silken tofu, that's true. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. So, I'm just asking.
Yes, that's a high fat food. Absolutely. So edamame especially, a nice high fat bean.
I have edamame in the freezer.
Ooh.
Okay, so we're almost at the end of our show, Karina.
I can't believe it. It always goes so fast.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, of course. But real quick, what would you like to share with our listeners and our viewers? Real quick before we go, what's your last word of the day?
So my last word is, you know, be brave, you know, take your food with you, make it ahead. You're saving time. You're not even driving to the store, you know, to get those processed foods or going out to eat. So you're saving time, you're saving money. Bring food with you everywhere you go, share it. And when other people are resistant, just remember that you have piqued their curiosity and you've planted a seed. So their resistance to what you're doing, just embrace it. And just keep on keeping on, because it means that they are interested. And you never know. Those are the people in 6 months who will be asking you for tips and techniques.
Oh, yeah. They'll be calling you and saying, I'm pre-diabetic. What should I do? And so then you say, come on in. Come on into the kitchen.
Come on into the tribe.
Yes. Welcome to the tribe. Thank you so much, Karina Pierce-LaMalfa. I am so grateful for you. This whole year, you have been working very hard to accelerate and increase your education so that you can even be even a better gift to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show listeners. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lily, and thank you for what you're doing, bringing this to people, plant-based nutrition, food as medicine. It's really a gift. I thank you.
Yes, and to you, my listening friend, what are you going to do about it? It's time. It's time to take your health back, and you can do it in a healthy, delicious way. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lily McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best
day ever.
Say it with me, everybody. I know that Anthony.